Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Redfish Bay is a popular destination for anglers.
In fact, this area is number one for guided fishing trips and second highest along the Texas coast for private boat anglers. Visitors outnumber locals 2-1.
Popularity comes with a price, says Faye Behrens, a coastal fisheries biologist based in Rockport. Seagrass provides essential food and habitat for marine life, yet it's been uprooted and its bed severely trenched by submerged propellers. So today, a new regulation goes into effect to protect these plants.
And the basics of that regulation are there's no uprooting of seagrass allowed inside this scientific area. That includes 32,000 acres. Boaters are allowed throughout the area. No area is shut down. Trolling motors and anchors are exempted from the regulations. So if you do uproot any seagrass by using one of those devices, you're exempted from the law.
Trolling motors and anchors are exempt because any damage they might inflict is minimal.
The onus and the responsibility is on the boater to know the area he's fishing in and also protect and preserve some of the habitat that supports the fish that he's fishing for.
Learn more about the Redfish Bay seagrass regulation on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show. We had help today from Aaron Reed. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and funds programs that protect and restore native habitat. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.